young people and people who are transient. So that includes young people, but also low-income people. And so if I get a mailing from the State Board of Elections, I don't live at the address anymore because I've moved. For financial reasons or just because I move a lot, but I don't get the mailing, so I don't know what's going on. So those are the two. People of color tend to fall into really both categories, right? We know the millennial generation is more diverse than previous generations. Young people are transient. I'm not particularly young, 36, but I have moved a lot. I've had a lot of different addresses in my life. Mailing's not the most effective way to always get information to me. And then people who are low income and are moving from place to place. There was a study done by the MacArthur Foundation last year that suggested that African American women's rates of eviction were similar to African American men's rates of incarceration. So when you think about home, you know, people, where people live, right? That's where you're registered at your address. You know, how you might get information, and your voter registration is tied to your physical address, and then you imagine that eviction or moving from place to place is happening at these very high rates in certain populations, then that means that it's that illustrates the importance of things like the flexibility in registration, which same-day registration provided, not having your vote tied to your ID necessarily because you might have moved from place to place, and that the importance of making sure that your poll workers are very well educated because you might not be able to get the information to the person at this address. But when they come to vote, that's the moment of truth. So if your poll workers, your precinct officials really know what's going on and can reliably transmit the information and understand the complicated election laws as they're shifting,